This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Dolores Dence, Dolores Dence. Date of birth 08-20-1942. Date of appointment 12-16-2025. Requesting physician Joseph Carroza, J-O-S-E-P-H. CARROZZAMD. Dear Dr. Carroza, I have the pleasure of seeing Dolores Dence today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 83-year-old left-handed Caucasian woman whose balance is terrible. She feels dizzy all the time, falling at home, lives downstairs, and daughter lives upstairs. Dizziness means off balance, about to fall. No fainting spell. Feet are numb, seen by the podiatrist. Have varicose veins also, using compression socks. Have numbness of the legs and thigh, having intermittent pain in the legs and feet. Have walker and cane, does not use these. Having back pain, hands are okay. Past medical history. Graves' disease, hyperhidrosis, amblyopia, recurrent UTI, chronic renal failure stage 3, arthralgia, macular degeneration, insomnia, hypothyroidism, varicose veins of the lower extremities, Raynaud's phenomena, hyperlipidemia, GERD, essential hypertension, past surgical history, cataract removal with insertion of the prosthetic lens, lumpectomy of the left breast, hemorrhoidectomy, allergy to clindamycin, amoxicillin, magnesium, ciprofloxacin, erythromycin, penicillin, sulfa, medication atorvastatin 20 mg, carvedilol, cholecalciferol, diclofenac, fluticasone, hydrochlorothiazide, lisinopril, omeprazole, synthroid, vitamins, social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, she is retired, she is widowed, lives with a daughter, have one daughter only. Family history, mother deceased with stroke, father deceased, heart problem and stroke, one sister deceased, heart problem. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having lightheadedness, confusion, trouble walking, physical examination, blood pressure 200 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft pulse on present next pulse. There is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice cyanosis, but edema of the lower extremity is present. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulders of normal, hearing is decreased on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 5/5, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed decreased pinprick and vibratory sensation in both feet. Gait, he cannot walk on heels and straight line. Assessment and plan, 83-year-old left-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number 2, gait ataxia. Number 3, rule out carpal tunnel syndrome. Number 4, rule out ulnar palsy. Number 5, decrease hearing on both sides. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order EMG of the upper and lower extremities. I would like to see her back in my office when all these tests will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.